Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.
It's me again, Horace Podmore, your political commentator. Now, last night in Clapham, 9 people were injured when somebody threw a corrosive acid, for want of another word. Now, with the amount of people that witnessed it, the police, you would have thought, would have given a description. The fact that they haven't suggests that it wasn't a white person. Think on it. Meanwhile, see what Cleverly said? Voting for Labour will only encourage the boats. Well, he ain't doing much to stop the boats, is he? In fact, the government have given them even more reason to come here. They said they can work. And this is the type of people that you're going to get. They ain't going to work, are they? They're jihadists. They're causing trouble. Meanwhile, these two fuckwits, they're responsible for all the crime that's going on in London. They're doing nothing to stop it. Absolutely bugger all. Weekend, there was more demonstrations by the Palestinian lot. And they're complicit. They're aiding it. They'd sooner go and pick on some little twat that says something hurty to somebody on the internet than stopping this crime going on in London. Meanwhile, there's a cultural change coming. You can see it happening all the time. And now they're saying the population of the UK is going to hit somewhere around about 76 million people within the next 10 years. Where are they all going to fucking go? We're overflowing now. There isn't enough housing. Meanwhile, an inquiry in Parliament, there's somewhere around about 94,000 illegal migrants, illegal economic migrants waiting to be processed. Meanwhile, there's 333,000 people living on the streets. It's an invasion. These 94,000 shouldn't even be in the asylum process. They should have been evicted, deported immediately. As soon as they arrive, deport the fuckers, because they're coming in without documentation. They're coming in via an illegal route. The law's clear. And they're doing it. They're bringing them in. Meanwhile, over in the Lords, these fuckwits are doing everything they can to scupper the Rwanda plan. They're trying to do everything they can to undermine the Rwanda bill. The fact that the Rwanda bill is a waste of time anyway is neither here nor there. But it's had its third reading in the House of Commons, and now it's in the House of Lords for them to scupper it. You couldn't make it up. There you go, that says it all, doesn't it? Why did they fight for our freedom when the government and the opposition are doing everything they can possibly do to get rid of our freedoms and turn this country into something it ain't? Okay, this. You're wondering why they're not doing an awful lot about the raping gangs, the grooming gangs? Police are part of it. And supported by Naz Shah, a Muslim Labour MP. She told the white girls to keep their mouth shut for diversity. Fuck it, this has got to stop. Meanwhile, Mick Freer is fearing for his life. He's stepping down as an MP for Golders Green because he's in fear of his life. Already his offices have been targeted and had a petrol bomb thrown at him. This is, again, down to Khan. He's in charge of the police and they're doing nothing. Meanwhile, over in France, the police have blocked all the bridges going over the Loire, stopping the farmers getting to Paris. And the reality of what's going on there is starting to hit home in Paris. Look. They're starting to arrest farmers, the farmers' leaders. And all the while, this is what's happening to the shelves in Paris. They're empty. Supermarkets can't get any food through. The farmers are blocking all the roads into Paris. They're blocking the biggest market, wholesale market, so trucks can't get in or out. And this is all down to the EU's stupid policies, imposing taxes, unfair taxes on farmers. And it's spread right across Europe. And they're even gearing up for it here in the UK. Meanwhile, old Greta Thunberg, she's due in court for the protest that she did with Just Stop Idiots. Do you think they'll send her to prison? I hope so. It might teach her a lesson. Anyway, plug in Reform UK. At the moment, we've got a golden opportunity for two Reform candidates, Ben Habib for Wellingborough and Rupert Lowe in Kingswood. If we can get those two elected as members of parliament, that will send a clear message to the Westminster elite. You know what to do? If you want change, you have to vote for it. So until the next one, TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.